this one, reach out and touch someone. That's our theme tonight, because that's what we do best in our class. We reach out and we touch others. This is a polar bear cuddling her baby bear. Gloria, let's see. Reach out and touch somebody. Dear heart, this is exactly what you are doing. Your strength and courage is radiating outward, touching and illuminating the hearts of so many near and far. You are achieving your glorious life vision right now where you are. Yes, God blesses you. Reach out and touch somebody is also the theme of your class. This is my message and song for that evening. May it inspire us all to reach out and touch somebody and make God's world a better place, just as you are doing right now. And if I have anything left in me, I'm going to try to sing. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Just try. Or would I be talking to a stone if I asked you to share a problem that's not your own? We can change things if we start giving. Why don't you reach out and touch somebody's hand? Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Just try. If you see an old friend on the street and he's down, remember his shoes could fit your feet. Try a little kindness and you will see it all comes oh so very naturally. We can change things when we start giving. Why don't you? Why don't you reach out and touch somebody's wonderful person sitting next to me. She sat beside me in class whenever I needed an arm to go to potty, to go upstairs to have some snack or whatever. Jolene was always there for me. She does wonderful things in her life, making other people smile and be happy. You know, that's the biggest blessing in all the world, to make someone else happy. Makes her happy. That's why she smiles all the time. This is Miss Jolene Sebastian.
Otherwise known as just the clown. And I did dress up special for tonight as per Ruthie's request. And I said, okay, no problem. And I wasn't going to talk real long tonight, so I'm going to try to keep it brief, and I do have a poem to read before I sit down. But I wanted to share with you a little bit about who I am, I mean, besides the clown. As a child, I went to church a lot. My mother would send me, I don't remember her taking me, and my brother, but I remember her sending us to church every Sunday and sometimes Wednesday night youth group, depending on what church and what area. And the churches, whatever was the closest church, so it could have been Baptist, Lutheran, Episcopalian, didn't matter, my mother made us go. And I think it was a really good thing. I got a lot of diversity and moving around as much as we did. When we lived in Chicago, it was always a different ethnic neighborhood that we moved to, and I really thank her for that. I lived in every type of neighborhood you can imagine. And it was great. I mean, I learned so much about people, and I've always loved people. And I've always been this happy person inside. Sometimes I wasn't always happy on the outside, or sometimes I couldn't always show. And sometimes I had to go through things that weren't happy things. But I was given a gift. And I thank God every day for the gift that I have. And that gift is my happiness, that no matter what happened to me, I found a way to be happy. And through all the different churches I went to, I formed a belief that I didn't have a name for. Because every church I went to, they was just a little bit different. Their structure was different, and their way of practicing the religion was different. And so that was a little confusing, but the one thing that I always felt was the right thing was that God is love, and Jesus was sent here to help us, and that we always have our angels. And that didn't come through in every church, but that was always what I felt. And I had been looking, I think, all my life, and I'd stopped going to church for years. From like I was 15 on, I stopped going to church, and once in a while I'd try to go to a church, and it just didn't feel right. And so one night I came here, and I found spiritualism, and I went, this is it. This is what I felt all the time, and it felt like coming home. And I know a lot of you feel the same way. You walk in, and it's like coming home. It's like meeting this big, huge family that is always loving and always, they always have their arms open, ready to hold you, to hug you, and to smile at you when you walk in the door. And I think that, to me, is what religion should be about. It's about loving each other and being there for each other and accepting each other as we are, even when we dress funny. And so I would just like to say a little poem that I wrote for tonight. And it's called Glorious Angels. Wait, I need my glasses on. Where'd they go? Yeah, one part of life, but, I just have to accept. I need my glasses. You see, I printed it pretty big, but I still need my glasses. It's called Glorious Angels. Glorious Angels sent from above, bringing to us God's undying love. You teach us, protect us, and show us the way to live and to love through each wondrous day. Thank you, dear Lord, for the gifts that you give, for the promise of life that we each live. And I thank you.
The class for several years now, and it's always been wonderful, but this year it's particularly, maybe because, not because it was shorter, but it seemed more intense, if anything, than before, and it's just been wonderful. So I'd like to ask Nancy to come up and speak next.
Well, they wanted us to do God's story and talk about something. And if I started that, it'd be like a big yard of yarn that you take a string and they just start unraveling because one goes one right into the other. And it's kind of interesting for me because usually I get really up in front of people. But I need to go back a few days. I got a bunch of sandbaggers in my class. I got to say that off the top. They're going to be shy and they say they don't give messages and we don't know. You know, we're not how to work a healing school, and I just don't know if God talks to me and everything, but let me tell you something. yesterday, I was in class, very quietly. Nobody knew anything that was going on in my life. And now let me go back a few days. Monday, I had to put down my best friend of many, many years, who most people address me when they see me, "Well, hi, Nance, where's your dog? How's Dory?" You know? Then they would approach me and say, "How am I doing?" But this little creature came into my life to bring me out of a very dark side, very disconnected and totally emotionally in another world. And God brought this creature to me, because at that point, all I could really relate to was a little creature. People really, there's not too many people had anything to say that I really wanted to listen to. And God brought Dory to me. She was found on a beach in Hawaii, came across the ocean, and I picked her up in Lindbergh Field. It took us a while to bond, but we did. She opened my heart. She showed me really what unconditional love's about. She just really, you know, she was the prelude to bringing me awake again and alive again to having faith, you know, a committed faith from inside deep, because the angels and God's been looking after me for a lot of years, but maybe I wasn't quite aware of that. But with that, a little creature that just loved you no matter what, my life opened up. Well, soon after that, I met Millie. So my life really opened up. But, you know, I it was these little steps along the way. But Monday, I had to put her down. She got very ill. And that was really hard. I felt myself slipping back to where it was before she came into my life, before my class members, before you, before God consciously walking with me on a daily basis. And I really went down and grabbed what it is we all talk about and what we all study and share with each other, to really pray to God and say, you know, help me, because I can't help myself today. And that happened. You know, Spirit came down, and there was one set of footsteps in the sand there all day. I couldn't go back to my place because, you know, presence and everything. I really freaked out. I really did. I went back to that dark place of, you know, with where's all this love and coziness and cuddly warmth of, you know, God's there when you need him and things like that. My little beak hit the sand hard.